Didsbury Town Council has reviewed proposed updates to the municipality's council code of conduct bylaw, which includes changes to the complaint hearing process system, and sanction, compliance and enforcement provisions. The move came during the recent regularly scheduled council meeting. The updated code was given first reading in August and referred to the Policy and Governance Committee for further consideration before being brought back before council on September 14. The proposed updated complaint hearing process system states that council as a whole will consider a complaint as a specific item at the next available closed session of a council meeting. The proposed update to the sanctions, compliance and enforcement provision states, in part, that sanctions may be imposed on a member, by council, upon finding that the member has breached this bylaw, which may include but are not limited to a letter of reprimand addressed to the member, a request that the member issue a letter of apology, or publication of a letter of reprimand or request for apology and the member's response. Regarding representing the municipality, the proposed updated code states that council members shall act honestly and, in good faith, serve the welfare and interests of the municipality as a whole, and conduct themselves in a professional manner and act with diligence in their role, and conduct themselves in a manner that promotes public confidence and will bear close public scrutiny. Regarding communicating on behalf of the municipality, the updated code states that, unless council directs otherwise, the mayor is council's official spokesperson and in the absence of the mayor, it is the deputy mayor, and, when speaking as council's official spokesperson, a member must ensure their comments accurately reflect the official position and will of council as a whole. Regarding respectful interactions, the updated code reads, in part, that no member of council shall publicly criticize or make negative comments about any employee, contractor or agent. All concerns will be referred to the chief administrative officer. Councillors passed second reading of the proposed amending bylaw and forwarded it to the Policy and Governance Committee for further review. The complete proposed updated council code of conduct bylaw is available for viewing on the town's website. All councillors were present at the September 14 council meeting.